Joining me this morning is Helen Ziller, Democratic Alliance Federal Council Chairperson. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I'm very well. Good morning to all your listeners.
This is a potentially and an incredible amount of positive news for residents of Johannesburg. I mean, I can barely tell you who our mayor is. It's not really worth learning their names because the revolving door spins quickly. Is this something that you would consider taking on?
I'm certainly considering it, yes. I've been asked to put my hat in the ring. The way it works in the DA is that you apply.
Right.
So it's like applying for a job, but you have to fulfill certain criteria. And obviously, you have to be a DA member and have a track record in the DA. So we have a screening committee that will screen you out if you don't make up certain key requirements for the job. And then we have a very grueling process that follows for that. So I am thinking very seriously of putting my hat in the ring.
Right. And you would obviously have to go through the internal DA processes to be the nominee for this position. That obviously,
absolutely.
Once that is done, then it becomes the question of never mind, before we even get to the practical, what we've seen in Johannesburg in particular is these really awful alliances between various political parties that have held on to the city, not to the benefit of the city, but for the benefit of themselves and their own parties. Is there a way to try and remove that as a danger? Because it would be awful for you to come up for 6 weeks, be appointed mayor for 6 weeks, and then there's some kind of realignment of a coalition group.
Well, of course, that depends on the voters. If voters don't like what they've been having, they must decide to consolidate their vote behind the DA. If they do that, we can be the biggest party, and that will change the entire ballgame.
It is. There's little doubt that would influence voters, because during every one of these elections, the conversation is, well, who do you vote for? Should you vote? Is it okay to vote for a smaller party? But if there is a consolidated effort like this, I would imagine that it would assist the DA in securing greater numbers. Is that part of the strategy as well?
Well, I would hope so, Howard, because we've seen what fragmenting the vote is and what it means in the medium term. For example, the ANC is now coming apart. Mm. There's the EFF that came from the ANC. There's now MK that came from the ANC, and they're all fighting for the same pool of voters. It makes no sense for opposition voters to fragment at the same time when, if they can consolidate, they can become the biggest party and win. Mm. So it makes sense, while the ANC is fragmenting, for other parties to consolidate. Because what we have in common is far more than what divides us. And obviously, when you're running for mayor of Joburg, what you have in common is wanting Johannesburg to succeed.
Mm. There's little doubt, though, that the minute this becomes a real possibility, we're going to see all sorts of awful things about Cape Town, proving why the DA hasn't been successful there. Is this something that you anticipate?
Yes, of course. I mean, this is politics. Mm. And I've got a huge target on my back, and people will take anything that I say and twist it and take it out of context and use it against me and call me all sorts of names. This is politics. Mm. It's very vicious in South Africa, but it's pretty much the same everywhere in the world, and you've got to get used to it. And people have to decide whether they want racial insults or whether they want services, whether they want their streets to be passable, their traffic lights to work, their electricity to come on when they switch on the light, and whether they want water in their taps. Mm. That's the issue this election.
In order to make this decision, you have to have looked at Johannesburg and determined what the biggest challenges are. What do you think, though, the biggest challenges are? You've alluded to some of them now. And how long do you think it would take to right this ship?
Well, let me answer your second question first. It will take a long time. Turning Joburg round will not nearly be as relatively easy as turning Cape Town around. Cape Town wasn't nearly as broken back in 2006 as Johannesburg is now. The biggest challenge facing Johannesburg is to gather its resources, ring fence the crucial resources for the utility services, that's electricity, water, roads, and invest that money properly under good management to fix basic services. That's what has to happen in Johannesburg.
Right. And do you say that that is going to take a considerable amount of time?
Yes, it is, because currently you've got a administration just full of cadres. And it has grown like Topsy. It's become an employment agency. And the number of people working for the city of Joburg has grown by about 84% since 2010. And that is enormous. And the budget has been driven into employing people rather than fixing the things that go wrong. And we've got the wrong people in key positions, in my humble opinion. You have to have utilities, which can actually be very good, well run through entities, but you have to have those entities extremely well managed by experts. And that isn't happening at the moment, and that's the real problem.
And the whole idea of leaving Cape Town and coming to live in Johannesburg, I want to tell you that you're mad, but I don't want to tell you that because I would love you to be here.
Well, let me tell you, I was born in Johannesburg, in Hillbrow to be precise.
Right.
I lived in Hillbrow when I was a journalist. I love Joburg. My entire family was in Joburg.
Wow.
Unfortunately, many have left, but my entire family was there, and I still have a beloved sister there. And I have unfinished business in Joburg. I owe Joburg a great deal for my youth, for raising me, for giving me my first job, all of those sorts of things. And I really feel I owe Joburg.
So there's the campaign in of itself, coming home to Johannesburg, Helen Zilla. Well, on behalf of not only you, but of us all, I have no doubt that you will have tremendous support from residents. And I do think that it will, this type of move will eliminate what we've spoken about, which is the fragmentation of the vote, because I think that residents across the board are absolutely desperate to see their city come right.
Well, I hope so. You've got to be desperate enough to actually do the right thing. I mean, no one has to like me. No one has to even like the DA. But right. You've just got to love Joburg. That's all.
Absolutely love that. Helen Zilla, thank you for that. Thank you for chatting to us. And good luck for the next steps. That was Helen Zilla, Democratic Alliance Federal Council Chairperson. What do you think? 061-895-1019. It's 844. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.